Hey, watch fans, have you ever wanted to clean your watch like a professional and not spend hundreds of dollars? Well, today's episode is being sponsored by Cape Cod Polishing Cloth, the only cloth that cleans, polishes, and protects. To order your Cape Cod Polishing Cloth kit today, go to www.capecodpolish.com. In the kit, you get 6 metal polishing cloths, a buffing cloth, and a pair of reusable gloves. This is the best $20 you'll ever spend, and I'm sure you'll be happy with the experience. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, we have Dawn and Shelly Greiner. Shelly Greiner is my 7th grade teacher. Dawn is her amazing husband. We recently reunited after 25 years at the Mandarin Oriental Hotel Bar of Las Vegas. And that led to them eventually working with me to purchase some watches for some very celebratory moments. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Watch fans, it's Ahmed. I'm very, very excited today. I'm on the phone with dear friends and new customers, Dawn and Shelly Greiner. Hey, how are you both doing?
Just fine,
We're
Ahmed. Thanks.
Fine, Ahmed. It's so good to hear your voice.
As same here. And this is a very special podcast for me because it goes way, way, way beyond, you know, just regular customer interaction. All my clients are important to me, but this is very special to me because Shelly, it's so weird to call you Shelly because, you know, I was calling you Mrs. Greiner for most of the time I knew you. But it's now that we're adults, it's cool.
That's right. That's exactly right.
But I just wanted to kind of tell the public about this incredible encounter we had over 20 years later. Shelly was my 7th grade teacher, and being the luxury timepiece concierge of the Mandarin Oriental, I'm always there, especially at nights. I meet with clients and so on and so forth, and both of you, I believe, were laid over for a flight or something. You guys were supposed to take internationally, is that correct?
Well, we were supposed to go, to Nicaragua for a visit to an NGO that we work with down there. And the flight was canceled because of weather in Houston, so we were at the airport in Oklahoma City, which is where we live. We were at the airport and had our luggage packed and ready to go. I had dog sitter and babysitter and just hopped on a plane and went to Las Vegas.
Wow. Yeah, and I was the lucky recipient to hear both hear the last name. You guys were standing at the podium, trying to get a reservation to sit down and have a cocktail, and I immediately there's only one Greiner that I know, so so when I looked up, it was kind of a very serendipitous moment because I looked at you, Shelly, and I said Mrs. Greiner, and you immediately as well, like within seconds, said Ahmet. So it was,
oh, I know. It was so wild. When you said Mrs. Greiner, I thought to myself, I recognize that voice. And I turned around, and there was my student from 20 years in the past. It was so much fun to see you. It was really, I couldn't believe it. Both Don and I were just in awe that this happened.
Absolutely. And I tell this story as well, and my parents can't believe it. And by the way, they both send their love and their regards to you. They're very fond of both of you, very much so.
Sweethearts, yes.
Well, thank you. And, this encounter, we had a nice cocktail. We talked for about an hour or so. And, and you recently were so kind to, I think Dawn had a big birthday. Of course, Shelly, you got a birthday gift as well, or an anniversary gift.
Anniversary gift, yes.
And it was very special because not only were these, incredibly monumental moments in your life for both of you, but you allowed me to be a part of it, and you called upon me to sort of organize this for you both. How are you both enjoying your watches, first of all?
Oh, well, I love my watch. It's perfect, absolutely perfect. And Don's looks great on him. Don, I think you would agree. You just love your watch.
It's just very elegant and just a really sharp watch. I love it. I love it. And I was looking, I'd gotten Shelly a Rolex, 15 years ago or something.
Yes.
And it's just something. It's such a nice piece of jewelry. It's so much more than a piece of jewelry, really, a timepiece. And I'd been thinking, maybe it's time. And we'd had an anniversary that we just had, and I thought, this is the time. Let's just go ahead and it's time to upgrade. We can keep the Rolex, but let's start a collection here. So,
that's right.
Seeing you on it was perfect, and your whole model of how you worked. And Shelley always, even 20 years ago, I remember her saying about you that you had excellent emotional IQ.
Mm-hmm.
You really understood people and what made them work, and it's so cool to see you putting that to use in this business that you were a part of even way back then, you know, through your family business.
That means
a
lot.
You were a great fit for you knew my wife, and you knew the business so well, and so we got a beautiful watch for her.
Well, yeah, and I think these are the kind of things that mark, you know, achievements, big moments in your life, and these are things you'll never forget because you look at your wrist every day, and it's one of those things where, you know, I personally, like, you know, it's so funny. Like, I was telling a friend of mine last night, who's a teacher, in Boston, who's actually now moved to LA. And I told her about this story. I was like, you know, I'm doing a podcast interview with my friends. And I told her about the whole thing, and she was like, I have goosebumps, you know, like, and I had goosebumps telling the story because it was, and I told her about the emotional IQ thing as well. And I think that's one of the biggest compliments anyone could ever give me because, you know, today it's really about, in my mind, that's like the highest form of intellect more than anything. It's not necessarily how much schooling you do. It's the emotional IQ. So,
I agree, Amit. And then in your profession, you were able to, that night when we got together, I don't know if you remember this, but both Don and I hid our watches behind our arm, our body, and said, okay, Amit, what are we wearing? And you knew exactly what we were wearing, which freaked me out. But then Don said, what would you recommend I get if I were to ask you? And you pinpointed Don, and you didn't know Don that well from our experience being your school teacher. He only came in the class once. I talked about him a little bit, but you were able to size him up in just such a great way of saying, you know, the different things you could just tell from that little time we were talking. And I couldn't believe it. And I could believe it because I thought that's exactly what Amit would be like. He has that great emotional IQ. He is in the perfect business. And when you see a former student or someone you've known for a long time get into a business that you know for sure is a good fit, it's just a great feeling. And that's exactly what both Don and I came away from that conversation at that hotel that night, just thinking, this is great. Amit figured out the right thing to do for himself.
Well, thank you very much. Pay them to say that. So so thank you very much. That's a huge compliment. It was my pleasure. It was my honor. And honestly, it's funny because we've all aged, but you guys haven't. You guys.
We did say that.
No. It's very true. Shelley, you're as beautiful as ever. Don, you know, you've always been extremely, like, sophisticated and very, very understated, and I think that's what the IWC, what Don ended up getting was an IWC Portuguese with a silver dial, steel blue number, steel blue hands on a blue crocodile strap, and Shelley got a Cartier Ballon Bleu and stainless steel with a Roman dial, 36 millimeter. Mm-hmm. And they're both just exquisite timepieces. And I think they do fit you really well. I think they do say a lot about who you are. And I think you can both those watches that you purchase, you can wear in any situation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Very. I mean, mine is, you know, it's sporty, but it's elegant. You know, it's really
mm-hmm.
cool.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And you can wear it with a suit or you can wear it with a pair of jeans. It's perfect.
Absolutely. And I think that's who you both are. I mean, I think that's the, you know, I think that's, you know, you both are like that. You both can be casual and you both can be very sophisticated. So I'm happy we were able to make that happen. How would you sort of compare this experience, you know, aside from obviously our friendship, which is priceless, but the experience of purchasing, you know, these watches? I know this was a surprise for Don's 50th birthday. And, you know, I know that, Don, this was a gift to Shelley, but how would you, you know, compare this experience aside from the relationship we have to, you know, a traditional retail shop experience?
Well, I just have to say it was super easy, for one. But two, you weren't trying to sell inventory as you would might get when you go into a jewelry store. They have inventory in front of them, and you may have the feeling that they're trying to sell you what they have in front of them. But you don't have – I don't have to worry about that with you. I wouldn't have worried about it with you anyway, knowing you. But if you were someone I didn't know, you have all the inventory in the world to look at, and you pick out what's right for me, and you line me up with someone that can sell it to me. It just makes so much sense. It was so easy. I did it over a period of about 10 minutes talking to you through an email. It was great for me, I thought.
Yeah, and I would say, you know, that the watch market is just so diverse and complex, and there's so many options that it's easy to get frozen in indecision, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the case in so many areas, you know, in our economy. I mean, my gosh, you know, the Model T used to be it. And now there's so many options, so many cars and so many colors, and, you know, whether it's whatever it is, running shoes or and watches are even more so. I mean, my gosh, just Rolex alone, it's just you can get lost very
easily. It's its own universe.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And so it's really helpful to have someone that you know is kind of is on your side, mm-hmm. you know, sort of like a broker that's your broker, that's first trying to figure out what's best for you and then can narrow it down, you know, mm-hmm. and really bring that, you know, complicated, huge universe down to just a couple of choices. And they're great choices, you know. They're the obvious choices, and you just forget. You just sort of trust in you and forget all that complexity, and go, you know what? These feel right, and so it just makes it very easy, and you know, from that standpoint, stress free. So,
well, that's great. That's great, and you know, the watches arrived when they were supposed to arrive, you know, that's the nice thing. And thank you very much both for your kind words. I mean, it's. Listen, I want this to be a hassle-free experience. I don't want to carry an inventory because it's just, you know, I've been in retail. I know what that's like. And fortunately for me, I have incredible partnerships. Without, I could never make this possible. So the partnerships I have in retail with the top retailers in the country, they really allow me to do my passion and do it with ease. And I'm glad you guys felt that way about this experience because, you know, a lot of times you go into a store and you get a lot of condescension, you know. I mean, people behind the counter are extreme. They think they know one thing about one brand and that they think they know everything. And I've been doing this for 30 years. And let me tell you, I'm learning every day. Like, there's still stuff I don't really know. And that's what makes the day I stop learning or the day I feel like it's no longer a challenge or something to learn, it's probably the day I'll stop doing it.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure there are people who this is their passion, who are hobbyists, and they know everything about watches. But most of us, you know, we know everything about our business or whatever it is we do. We don't have the time to mess with everything about watches, you know.
Absolutely.
And you go into a shop store, you know, a watch shop, and the, you know, the clerk is very knowledgeable and very convincing, especially in Las Vegas where they're really, you know, impressive. And mm-hmm. so you can really get, I think, and I don't want to say hoodwinked, but you can get less than the complete picture by just marching into a retail store that only carries one or two lines, you know.
Oh, that's great. No, I mean, that's the whole point. And, you know, for me also, it's paramount afterwards. The after sale part of it is, you know, I appreciate the sale very much. We all want to make a living. But for me, it's all about making sure you're happy. And I think we delivered that. So
sure.
Thank you guys very much for that. And a little bit about, you know, I mean, not to get into the intricacies, but maybe tell the public kind of Don or and Shelly what you both do on a day-to-day basis.
Don, you want to go first?
Sure. Yeah, I'm in healthcare here in Oklahoma. We have a long-term care business, nursing homes, assisted living, and we're into home health and hospice and pharmacy. So anything that your loved one might need after they leave the hospital, that's what we do.
And I'm a stay-at-home mom, but I'm never at home. I do a lot of volunteer and I wish I could say what my day is, but I'm never at home, and it's just busy, and I love it. And we have three kids, one just graduated, and now New York City, just got a job 2 days ago, so thank you, Lord Jesus.
Answer prayer there.
Yes. One's at University of Tulsa, and then our youngest is a senior in high school.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're a year away, Amit, from being out there to see you maybe more frequently.
I know.
Well, I look forward to it. You guys need to lay your hair down, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Sure. So, you know, I really appreciate you taking out the time to do this. I can't tell you how much it means to me that you both are, I was able to be a part of your lives or a part of your wrists and a reminder in a way of not just the ceremonial things that you individually both, reason you got these, but, you know, it sort of for me marks as well, a moment where we reconnected. So
absolutely, for the rest of my life, Amit, I'll remember standing at the bar at the Mandarin Oriental and hearing behind me this voice say, "Mrs. Griner."
I will as well, thank you both so much, and I look forward to it, and I appreciate as well the referrals that you guys sent me as well. I think Kent reached out to me.
Oh,
okay,
wonderful.
Terrific.
Perfect.
So I think he's looking for a Rolex for his wife. So
awesome.
Wonderful.
Hopefully we'll help him with that. But I hope you guys both have an amazing night, and I'll let you guys both know as well. And
okay, sounds great, Amit.
Thanks for talking. Great to hear from you again. Thank you. Enjoy your watches and good health.
Okay. We look forward to catching up again.
You bet.
Well, there we have it, folks. That was my one-on-one interview with Dawn and Shelley Griner. I can't believe I ran into Shelley Griner, my seventh grade teacher, and her incredible husband, Don. After 25 years, it's just incredible. And I'm so grateful to them for working with me and saying such nice things and taking out the time to do this podcast. So thank you so much, Don and Shelley. I'd also like to thank my sponsor, Cape Cod Polish and Cloth. If you want to clean and polish your watch like a professional for under $20, there's nothing to think about. Go to www.capecodpolish.com, and I know you'll love the experience. I'd also like to thank Shalvoy Music and DJ Flipside for providing the musical tracks to this podcast. If you want to know what's going on with me and the watch industry, you can check out my website at www.amitdavehonda.com. You can email me at amitdavehonda@gmail.com. I highly recommend you subscribe to my weekly newsletter that gets delivered to your inbox every week. You can check me out on my Instagram, on my Facebook fan page, and my Twitter. And until we meet again, rock on and fly back.